This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. State lawmakers just passed restrictions on solitary confinement, the first of their kind in the state. If Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signs them into law, New Mexico prisons and jails will have rules about who they can isolate. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports.
While Kelly Garcia Chavez was in prison for almost two decades, she estimates she did 8 years in solitary.
The only human contact you have is the people in the pod, but the only communication you have is through a wall or through a van.
Speaking at a news conference, she says her solitary cell was the size of a parking space for a compact car.
I am mentally tormented by the screams in my head at night to this day.
It would be illegal to put someone younger than 18 or someone who's pregnant into solitary. And there would be new limitations on isolating people who've been diagnosed with what the bill calls mental disabilities.
It's a human rights issue that we don't, as the public, generally know about.
That's lawyer Matthew Coit, who's been pushing for these restrictions for years. During the 2019 session, time limits, how many days in a row or how many days per year someone can be in solitary, were gutted from the legislation. Coit says it was an unpleasant compromise.
So the people that I sue on behalf of have been in solitary for months and months at a time. They're often covered in feces. They're defecating into holes in the floor of their cells. Often they're naked. It's appalling.
That's from an interview the last time he pushed for legal limit in 2017, when then-Governor Susana Martinez vetoed them. Both bills, the one Martinez axed 2 years ago and the one that passed this year, force jails and prisons to start reporting who's in solitary, for how long, and why.
Out of sight, out of mind, right? If there's no mechanism for reporting it, we really have no great idea of the scale of the problem.
The state's prison system underreports its use of solitary by almost half, according to a study by University of New Mexico researchers.
New Mexico is behind the times.
Leon Howard, the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico, at a recent news conference on the study.
Here, 1 in 10 inmates behind the walls are in conditions of solitary confinement. Whereas other states only use solitary confinement as a last resort.
A spokesperson for the governor said in an emailed statement that Lujan Grisham agrees that solitary should only be used in extreme circumstances, calling the practice, quote, flatly inhumane. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Find more of our reporting on solitary confinement over the years online at KUNM.org.